Well, hello there, everyone, and welcome to Oscar season, otherwise known as... I'm going on Twitter and finding everyone's best of list of films that are not nominated for anything or much of anything. Which brings us to today's episode, RRR. I think that's how it's pronounced. Here, let me see if there's actual, like, a Hindi version of it. Hello, car. Yeah, they're already driving down the road. Awesome. That should change in the next couple of months because I'll be moving to a less crowded street. Incidentally, it's not like I made that decision based on recording anything. Yeah, it's just RRR. Awesome. I wonder why it's called that, but I guess we're going to find out in the next 3 hours at some point. So yeah, I remember when this film came out and everyone was going nutso over it. And I think it ended up with like one Oscar nom for best song or something. And everyone was like going nuts. Although I am finding all of the other, like the best of, I basically go on Twitter and everyone posts like top 10 films this year that didn't get an Oscar and stuff like that. So I just go through and I look for stuff that's interesting. A lot of international stuff, which is awesome. That means a lot of people are watching international films, which is fantastic. A lot of Persian. There was one Persian movie. It was like Vacation, but like Persian version. In Memory of Our Beloved Father. Quite a few Korean films as well. Okay, the movie's beginning. Is this Bollywood? Is it Bollywood just because it's from India? Or is it like specifically? Because like we have indie films in the US that are not Hollywood. I'm curious. DVV. This reminds me of when we visited China in 2003 and we came back with like a bunch of bootleg DVDs. And it began with the like a lot of over-the-top opening stuff before you even made it to the movie. I'm watching this with subtitles. I think this was in theaters in the US at some point. I don't know if it was dubbed or if it was subtitled. I was also looking up like different animated films, just films in general. For some reason, people were talking a lot about Crimes of the Future, like not getting the respect it deserved when it came out. But I haven't seen much about that in regards to like Oscar snubs. So that's interesting. Maybe even people who like that film realize that like that was a long shot to win anything because just because of how weird it was. Mia Goth and the X films, those were notably... those were notably snubbed. Viola Davis in The Woman King as well, which I haven't seen. I have to. I kind of like this. I need to watch more movies that front load all of the credits so that I can actually talk about the movie and why I'm watching it instead of having to focus immediately. RRR. I know this is like an epic film, the story. Oh, well, there's one R. Okay, so this is like three parts. This is like Everything Everywhere All at Once. Adilabad Forest. This is a subtitle movie, so I do need to keep like not talking constantly. This is before Free India. So there's a lot of British people running around. I don't know why I'm shocked that this is a musical, somewhat. I mean, it won best original, or it was nominated for best original song at the, I mean, song. These British people. Allow me to ignore my own American colonialism and talk about the British colonialism. Apparently people went and saw this theaters multiple times. Like, they could not get enough of this movie. I'm excited. No animals were harmed in the filming of this movie, by the way. That was at the beginning of the movie. Oh, there's English. Girl? What? Oh. What is she putting on the mantelpiece? A tattoo? Loki. I can't understand. I doubt any of these British people know Hindi. Or the characters. I don't know about the actors themselves. Oh, they are wanting her on the mantelpiece. What are they going to do? Taxidermize her? I wish they hadn't cut away from that. I wish they would have, like, shown the actor, like, or gotten a stunt double to, like, emulate getting run over. That would have been baller. From what I've told, this movie's baller plenty as it is, so. Ronald. Okay, well, they filmed that. Someone's gonna be pissed. Someone's gonna come after them now. Watch. Okay, so that was the story. This is... the fire. Yeah, someone gonna get pissed. Outskirts of Delhi. Lala Rai. I love those the crappy bamboo shields they've got. What are those gonna do? I wonder if that was an actual historical person. This is a pretty good picture of how colonialism looks. Like a little tiny amount of people like going in and like taking advantage of everybody. I noticed that he's not on the line. Uh-oh. I think his switch just got flipped. Oh boy, here we go. He's taking on the whole mob. Oh my God. Oh. Gonna do like a Goku thing. It's gonna power up. Ow. Rama Raji. Remember your power, Goku. I love how they portrayed, like, he's surrounded by a whole mob, but they, like, showed how calculating he is in getting out of a jam like that. Like, he didn't even use brute strength. He was just like, okay, here, step one, step two, step three. See ya! Yeah, where are you gonna go now? I think that guy's working for the British. Why am I rooting for him? I'm assuming this is not a pro-England movie. I see a vantage point. Damn. You gonna fly off of there like Jack Black in School of Rock? What was his goal? I thought it was to get a vantage point. Or maybe it was to get above the guy and do this? Ow. Good God. He's using them as meat shields. Fuck your arm. Whoa! Philip Green. There you go, sir. Mission accomplished. They're like, yeah, no. I mean, as he should, he's one baller dude. Okay, so we have the story, and we've got one of the two guys. I'm assuming the third R is the other dude. Ceremony. It's gonna be a bunch of white dudes. What did he do? What did he do? What did he do? He wants his commendation. Ah, shit. Here we go. Beat him up. That guy must not have heard when he said that that guy scares him more. Good God. That's jacked! Like Captain America, he's gonna slam it off the thing. Yeah! Oh my God, he shot a gun out of his fist. What? He literally has guns in those arms. The fire, the ice? The water. Oh, okay, see, that's why they don't coexist. That's why they're fighting one another. That the woman wanted to put on her mantle. Because she's a human? Oh, I know who that shepherd is. Can he understand him and he's just speaking to him in English because it's like he feels it's like denigrating to his whiteness to speak in Hindi? Well, damn. Oh, look at this. I don't know if it's because there are drones now in filmmaking, but I see these kind of shots a lot more often now. Sometimes they do it horizontally, sometimes vertically, but they do the spinning thing. In the music. Oh my God. That's a sound a human made. Fighting a tiger? Oh. A wolf? It looks like a leopard wolf. wonder if that was purely for style points. Oh, there is a tiger somewhere or something. Yeah. Whoa! Get them to fight one another. What is the strategy here? They said they mentioned something about setting up a trap. What's the trap? Maybe the trap was for the tiger all along and it's coming up. Oh my god. Good thing they put that disclaimer, because I would have been very confused by the CGI tiger getting getting absolutely wrecked. Yeah, it changed. About halfway through the encounter, it changed. Dinner's on the menu, boys. Whoa! Almost there. And that was a horrible throw, my dude. Ow. Getting sleepy. Guess you could even relocate it now, but I'm assuming they're going to eat it for dinner. Unless they have like a lot of respect for the tigers. Yeah, they're going to eat them. It's like a jack of all trades, this one. Stupid Brit. Oh my god, she looks like a modern, like, Hollywood woman. The same guy that took out a tiger, right? The water. Look at that stupid British map. Bugger. Why? Just because he has the audacity? He hasn't done anything. He's a tribal, he said. Look at all the plastic surgery they had back in whenever this is set. Look at all that lip filler they had back in the 1800s. Oh shit. Here we go. Well, now we know how these two guys meet. That is. Well, he's done it before. That is a sexy man. Whoever's like the costume wardrobe designer, like, they need a raise. A lot of slapping and beating that the British people do. I think our boy's in love. is that the place? Ah, this is a Revolution movie. Oh, they're speaking. I did hear that this film, the subtitles don't do it justice because there are different languages. I'm assuming he said something that wasn't in Hindi and the guy up there had to retranslate it into Hindi for everyone else. You can tell. Okay, I can tell because people were saying the only way you can tell is when their lips don't match the subtitles. Or when it doesn't match what they're saying or something like that. I could tell right there. So they are speaking in a different language. Or a different dialect, maybe. Like Assassin's Creed vibes. Ah, good luck. Yeah, good luck. I believe that's the Ganges River. Old child labor. Here we go. All right, so the two main guys are actually, it's an alternate history. But these are both actual people that they're based on. Uh-oh. Is that like a routine thing that happens, or? It seems like that would happen a lot more than like just a one-off thing. You can swim, can't you, kid? Oh. You're seeing each other for the first time. Gotta flip the reserve switch. Yeah, apparently these are two actual revolutionaries. And this is about their friendship and their fight against the British Raj. This film tells an alternate history story exploring the an undocumented period in their lives when both the revolutionaries chose to go into obscurity before they began the fight for their country. Okay. That's not that. Is that really a knot? It's not all that tight. Okay, so they speak different languages. That's why they can't communicate, I'm assuming. I would like to find on Wikipedia what those two languages are. One of them is Telugu. I'm assuming Telugu and Hindi, perhaps. Whoa! He broke his knee or something there. It's a very strong flag. It is the flag of India, though. Now what? R&R, baby. Rise, roar, revolt. Oh, well, there's the meaning. Oh, is this going to be a banger track? We have to figure out which one of these was nominated for an Oscar. Is the stories about these two guys in real life basically about them being bros? Okay, now they're just having a baller time. Although he is, that guy is supposed to be killing the other guy or bringing him back alive. I want to know about these two guys because it seems like the cultural lore about them is that they were just bros who were having a good old time fighting the British in oppression. Look, he's painting him. Well, he's having someone else paint him. Oh, he was painting the guy he's supposed to be trying to find, which is him, right? What did he base the painting on? I know he painted him. He was trying to find him. Okay. They do both speak Telugu. Damn! Big chunk of meat. Hang on. I'm confused. Did they bring that tiger with them? Are they just hanging out just because they like each other? Get it? It's symbolism. Ba-da-dum, 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 boom. Look, fire and water creating steam. No, this is not going to end quietly. Is he going to figure out? He's going to figure out that he's the guy he's supposed to be killing. Hampshire. More symbolism. Because he's an undercover Raj soldier. But doesn't he know that? Because his friend told him. At some point, they're going to figure out who one another is. For plot reasons. Here we go. That was convenient. Here's your mission. Look at him go. He's a smooth criminal. You work for her. You're a member of the Raj. Why don't you go and help her? Is he gonna like lift the car up or something? Okay, but do you have one spare? Oh, well. I like this. They're using their language barrier. Look at Raju. They're like perfect bros. They're perfect wingmen. I need to look up these two guys' story because they're like ultimate bros, these two. Can't understand you, lady. That's forward. Don't call me Mimsa. It's just Jenny, yes? They didn't change her name or anything? I mean, I guess they didn't realize anyone was going to come looking for her, but... Yeah, love's going to have to wait. It has a message on it, doesn't it? It didn't stop you from conquering everything on Earth. Oh, the natives are so dangerous here. Let's own them all. Speak, and I don't read English either. There's Molly. It's on the bracelet. He wrote something on there, didn't he? Gonna recognize it. Beam is coming! Like he's sitting on the ground because he's like a tribal individual, and then he's in a chair because he's in the British Raj. I think this is a symbolism for their, like, lifestyles. Or maybe where they are in the caste system, assuming that's still a thing in 1920s. What a goober. Jenny. Here we go. He has it in. Please. Oh, look, it's a bro makeover. It's a make brover. I love these two guys. Looks more like Versailles than anything from England. He looks familiar. Yo! Dude! Check these guys out. I think the other guy's gonna be teaching her some moves. He's just happy to be there. We must dance. Oh boy. Get wrecked. Ah! Oh no! He's got a snap alert. Where's Raju? Got some. He's got a. Oh, I was gonna say Irish jig in him. That's tango. We're gonna have a dance off. App. Or flamenco. No, but he could probably do some, what is it, Gond dance. Ah, shit, here we go. Yeah, boy! Okay, this is a baller movie. For dance off. Dude! That was smooth as fuck. Okay, this might be the song that was nominated. I got him go. I do like how it isn't perfect, their synchronization. It makes it more authentic. You kind of forget that these two guys have, like, ulterior motives because they're just having a baller time. They're just kicking it, really. Jenny! I was wanting to watch Forrest Gump at some point. This is an interesting prelude to that. Jenny. No, they're gonna start doing it. I like the 1920s distortion effects. Oh, my leg! My leg! Here, break his leg too. My hip! He's gonna break something. Hey, at least that guy is a quick study. Oh, look, they got those fuck me eyes too going. So the rivalry begins. Is he gonna throw it for his brother? Is he gonna throw it for him? Look at him! What a bro! I love these guys so much. He threw it for him. I hope that wins Best Original Song. I want to see that performed at the Oscars. Not live. I'll watch it afterhand. I don't watch the Oscars live ever. A lot of wasted time for something you can wait until the end and just look on Twitter for the results. It sounds like nacho, but certainly that's not what they're saying. I didn't want to go nacho, 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 nacho. Molly's there. Don't forget Molly. What is he piecing together? Oh. Like they would tell anybody. That's their boy. That's my boy. Here we go again. Is that the same guy? Nacho, 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 nacho. Gonna happen. You're about to find out. You're letting in the guy who's about to murder everyone in here to save Molly. Wow. Now this looks a lot more British. He's that dick from earlier. Yes, please. She's like a chaperone or something. beam. They keep calling him Akhtar, but on the Wikipedia page, his name is Beam, so that's just what I'm referring to him as. Love comes second, Molly comes first, my man. I like the camera work. All the hallways look exactly the same. How is he not getting lost? Well, that's a clue. That dick. To be fair, she could probably squeeze in between two of those bars, so. This has to be like the manliest like musical movie ever. That guy is looking for just any reason to be racist. Hell yeah! Your bro is gonna fight against you, I believe. Being interrogated. Oh, get it? At the beginning of the film, there was a wolf and a tiger. Wolf dog, same thing. Almost literally. Yeah, we're gonna see how long he can keep that up. Uh-oh, that's gonna come into play later. Or now. That was the thing his girlfriend gave to him. Well, I don't know if that's his girlfriend. Tifa, I think isn't her name was. Look, he came from the country too. He's off quelling mobs and junk. Uh-oh. Doing it so rhythmically, it's like a sandworm from Dune. Think that's gonna work on Raju? Really think so. He's a main character, buddy. Gonna cut out the venom? Well, that was a face turn if I've ever seen one. He up to. Some fast ass venom. Save him, bro. Okay, so I've been avoiding spoilers, but I have been following along with the movie with the Wikipedia synopsis. And I feel the need to point that out because I don't remember Lachu telling Raju that only the Gond people know the antidote to this thing. The Wikipedia points that out, but I don't, in the subtitles, that wasn't explained. He said it was a banded crate. But he didn't mention anything about an antidote. He said there was no antidote, if anything. So it is a good thing that I am following along somewhat. Is he gonna lose his strength now? Baby, come back. Molly is number one. Love is number two. No, bromance is number two. Love is three. Uh-oh. I can trust you. They love one another. He's probably trying to stop him from killing himself. Maybe. Or I don't know. Maybe he is wanting that promotion really bad right now. Got off on the other side of the bed and he ended up on that other side. Such a bromance movie. What is that chair? It's like a sex chair. Is this his backstory? He knows what it's like to protect his village. Catherine the Great? They were all inbred, the European royalty. Dun. I kind of hate that everything's not centered right now. It's kind of annoying. Like it was a mistake with the architecture, not the camera work. Right back to work. This is a tank? I like how even though people in this film have like heightened senses, it's not like within outside of the realm of possibility, you know? Like it's not like they just ran through two of those doors. Like the abilities they have is there, it's otherworldly, but it's not anything that's like superhero stuff, really. Okay, that's badass. Don't attack me, attack them! Yeah! Yeah, this is pretty baller. Yeah! Damn! Tiger's got air! There's a spot in the WWE for this man. Friendly fire! Yeah, that leopard's just along for the ride. It doesn't care which meat it puts into its mouth. Basically just whoever's closer. Yeah, don't get eaten by the antelope or anything. She's really desperate to keep that girl. I mean, I guess they like having a symbol of their subjugation in their home, but still. I hope the Miles guy gets killed by a tiger. Oh, damn. Thank you. That guy's a dick. Get the key! Do these people not have guns? They slightly established that guns are, like, not expensive. He said a bullet was £1. I guess maybe they were setting it up to be like a pride thing. Okay, this is pretty freaking awesome right here. This is great. Oh, fuck. Dude, this is so freaking awesome. He's not just arriving, he's showing up with four white horses on a flaming chariot. Here we are gonna go to fight. This is incredible. Here we go. You were the chosen one! He won't. Getting that promotion. No! Ah, shit. Here we go. Whoa, damn. Remember, he's a more calculating fighter. Raju is, anyway. Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. The mission holds. This feels like an Avengers crossover, but like, it's not a crossover because they're in the same movie, you know? This is like Captain America Civil War, but they're all in the same movie, and it's the same movie we're still watching. Look, fire and water. Oh, there's a gun. Oh, Beam went to get Molly. Yeah, boy! Better hurry. Oh, he can't do it. That's his brother. Apparently he can do it. Oh, that's symbolic. Fire and water. British rollout. Okay, so we're in the future. I'm surprised. I didn't know they were going to give him that promotion. I thought they were going to bullshit him out of it. Gets access to the American room. What is he doing? Just is he getting weapons for his village? Is that what the promotion was supposed to do? I believe so. Oh, maybe not. It's a skilled marksman. Skilled marksman. Phalanx. I like how they're teaching him in English. Hey, that's one sterling for every bullet. Is that a young Raju? Do you know how much this costs? Yep. Is that Edward Norton? Mr. Antagonist. Oh, that's Rama Raju. That might be his dad. I don't know, 6 shillings versus 1 pound sterling. I think shillings are cheaper, but I don't know. Are they saying that the value has gone up or down? So he was a little revolutionary. So was he just infiltrating the Raj? Oh, Sita is his sister. Why is it sore? Damn, son. Here, do it again. Let me see. Damn! He was just showing off. At night, too. This is how cultural legend starts. Except Americans had George Washington and the cherry tree. You're gonna be the savior of the House of O'Bannon. It's like Vietnam, which I mean, I guess was pretty much the same thing. Get down, you dumb kid! Oh! Are these dumb children? I don't know if the younger children would not be crying right now, but. I am my battle. Damn! I thought this was gonna be the part where we flash back to Ram. That's what he's calling him, Raju. I thought this was going to be the part where we see him as a kid doing this. Oh, this is the point where we see that. Why was he looking at him? Because of his accent? And it took them a while to get that good. Run! Fire, get it? Oh. Those are some stock grunts. Now they're moving. I guess while they were in the trees, they couldn't move. But now that they've taken cover, they can. Oh my God, we got child murder! This movie has everything. We're gonna have to come back with some more of those bamboo riot shields. Okay, so he is a revolutionary. We just didn't know it. Well, I mean, I didn't know it because I'm a silly American. Indians knew it when they watched this. And I volunteer. It's the first good news in 4 years. It wasn't one bastard, really. It was like three guys and a bunch of animals. If history has taught us anything, that doesn't work. I want to see her bleed. I don't think it's possible with all that silicone implants in her lips. It's good when movies have antagonists that you can just hate. That was interesting. Get that fade out. I mean, I guess that was the implied the passing of the day, but still. That's the only time that's happened so far. I mean, at least it's not a public execution, although that might be next week. Aw, Rom. Also look like a cross to like symbolize England's attempt to proselytize. Or maybe that's intentional, like Indian, like, because this guy was an actual revolutionary. They might see him with that same level of reverence as a religious figure. I don't know. Although I don't know how many Hindus in 2022 would be aware of like Christian symbology. Or if they know about it, how much they would put it in their films. Oh no! Super easy to subtitle. Now he won't look him in the eyes. He looks so different when he takes the helmet off. He looks like Indian George Clooney when he has it off. The governor's getting off on this. You have nothing, you have no blood in you, you've got plastic. Shut up. Look, he's trying to get him to kneel down. He's the masochist. This bitch. I had the antagonist strong the whole time. Oh, these crazy white women. Gonna have to kill me first. Oh my god, I thought I recognized Allison Duty. She plays the governor's wife. She's Elsa Schneider. What the hell happened to her? She was also in A View to a Kill. What the hell? But he's water. If she wanted to see blood, they should have had him take his shirt off or something. Like, Ram is very carefully, like, letting the whip slither through his hand like that. I love the little details in this movie, like him wiping away a tear, but also the blood from his friend. His brother! How is he going to kneel now? I mean, I don't know if the point was ever to get him to kneel. Here we go. Oh, there's the frickin' bamboo riot shields again. Damn! Get him! Fuck you, colonizers. This isn't a bad, this is not a good look for Raju. Oh, okay, never mind. I think he's going to be a revolutionary a little earlier than he expected to. Jackson Bros. Here we go. Why now? Did all the others get killed in the riot? Perfect timing. Have they talked about this before? He's very open about his revolutionary ideals. Oh, that's his uncle. Okay. Oh, they're both in on the rebellion. Okay. I didn't catch that was his uncle. I was like, he's being very open to this guy who's probably going to turn him in. Look, he's still not kneeling. He's becoming just as sadistic. I like that idea, young man. It's very busy tonight. Whatever you do, don't check them. Did nobody notice that? Is this 4 a.m.? We don't want it to be a public spectacle. We just want it to be a spectacle for us. Uh-oh. What is he figuring out? The governor is suspicious about something on his hands. Was it the gunpowder or? We'll take you a day to get out of those knots. Whoa! Are we going flying? Oh, shit. What the? Oh my God! I love it! I don't love it. Shit. There we go. Hell yeah. Help your brother out. Has since an infection. Damn! I didn't really care for the slow motion acting at first. And there have been some points where it's been like obnoxious, but a lot of the time it has stuck to like the rhythm of the editing. Uh-oh. Even now he can't do it. These guys are bros. Oh, shit. No, he didn't hit him. Yeah. I was about to say. Oh my God. Some of the choreography is amazing. dirt in your eye. I'm gonna put some dirt on your forehead. Vande Mataram. Now Rajas in prison. No! Who's gonna save him? Baller. I'm a baller dude. That's what I hope to accomplish. Been in there for a while. Baller. Shoot! He's still gonna look at the building. I guess that's the symbol of the British Raj, though. Oh no, he's just gonna keep doing pull-ups. Oh, Sita's in town. Well, that's not good, actually. She can speak English. Her dad spoke it. Quick thinking. Although you'd think they'd be using that as an excuse more often. Oh shit. No one. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Everyone's like, uh-oh. How did he get out of this alive if he's still shooting him right now? I thought he was using this as a diversion so that they wouldn't kill his son. Oh. Ends now. We gotta go get him. Ah, shit. We go. This movie, like, simultaneously feels long because it is 3 hours, but it also feels very short. It's very odd because, like, it feels like not much has happened chronologically, but at the same time, it feels like I've watched, like, a trilogy of movies to get to where we're at. Very interesting. Had a thought. Can't remember where that was incorporated earlier. Forget you, guy. You're not who I'm looking for. You can die. Here's the courage he needs to get out of here. The magnetic? I mean, it sounded like it snapped on, but there's nothing to snap it on to. God, what rice did she feed this man? Here we go. Yeah. Oh, here comes the baller music. Is he going to use him as a weapon? This is amazing. This is amazing. I love it. It's like kicking and screaming when they create the mega person. I really need to look this movie up, or these characters, and see just how, like, larger than life they are in Indian culture. I'm assuming this has to be played tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time, I don't know. They could have just been these kind of guys. Baller. But look, they have the high ground. That's a big barracks then. I thought it was just that compound. Why didn't they call the special forces before? Hey, Raju was here before. wonder which deity that's supposed to be. Ah, shit, dog. Oh, that's Rama. He is the seventh and one of the most popular avatars of Vishnu. What makes them special forces? The ability to put leaves in their helmets? Oh, they're coming for you, buddy. This is like Wolfwalkers. Everything comes back to Wolfwalkers. Whether it's the British colonizing Ireland or the British colonizing India. Yeah, you know that Raju, the revolutionary, in actuality, was a larger than life figure if they're willing to, like, make him seem like Rama, the supreme being of Vishnu, or of Hinduism. I really need to look these guys up. I'm trying to think of, like, which American like badass figures like would have this treatment thrust upon them. Like you would never see like James Madison lobbing grenades at bitches. Maybe Andrew Jackson, but he was also not that good of a person as insofar as native treatment went. It would have to be somebody with like an impeccable record, you know? Well, I don't know if these guys were like 100% morally like wonderful in real life. How must it have been for these actors to, like, take these roles? That's like the guy who played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ. Like, that's a lot of, that role has a lot of weight to it. The sound mixing's not the best, but I do have to admire it for just the amount of chaos that's going on, and like everything has a sound. They're not the best sounds or anything, but for all the stuff going on, it is incredible, like the sound editing, the detail put into it. Of course, the wimpiest white guy gets the one shot off. Yeah. Down with the colonizers. I hope we see the wife get killed too. She's evil as well. Oh, that was some weird editing right there. That poor horse did nothing wrong. Oh, okay. Except be a badass horse. And that's like Ghost Rider. That's a brave horse. Go forward and explode. Okay. I like the sound of that. Now it is like Ghost Rider. Impeccable aim. Why would you put all of the dynamite in the governor's house? I mean, I guess that would be the best place if, like, everyone rose up and, like, that was the last place of defense, so... Kind of stupid now, though. Why did you go inside? Oh, to get guns. That kind of a bad time to do that, but okay. You're the demigod, not me. More Why did he get that tattoo? Seems like something he would... Oh. Good. Yes! She was evil. Beam! He looked at the look on his face, just like, my boy. He looked at him. He was like, oh, you know the way to my heart. Do it together. Shoot him together. I love it. With pleasure. Yes! Yes! Symbolism. I was worried that was going to be very anticlimactic, but they saved it. Yeah! Look at him! Let's look up Raju's Wikipedia page. Death and legacy. Oh, he must have one heck of a legacy, all right. Well, now this is like Yakuza. See, it's very like dichotomous how Indians must view these two men, because like they view them as such baller bitches, but at the same time they do this. It's amazing. I love how they respect them so much, but at the same time, they have, like, a down-to-earth view of them. You know, Americans tend to, like, lionize people, and, like, they're beyond reproach. And, like, if you did something like this, they would be like, Jesus Christ, superstar. A lot of people had issue with that. And he wasn't even American! We brought you guns. Revolt, baby. know who these people are supposed to be. I'm assuming they're fellow revolutionaries. Molly's going back home! And it's kind of sad that when you look up the Indian independence movement, it lasted from 1915 to 1947. Yikes. Because I know Mahatma Gandhi was also involved with the same thing, getting rid of the British. And this was in 1920, so I was like, I thought Gandhi was like in the 40s. Oh, Gandhi took leadership of the Indian National Congress in 1920. I love the big drums. All right, that was a lot of fun. I don't know what I was expecting. I was expecting it to be pretty darn great because everyone was like flipping their lids over this movie when it first came out, or when it first like entered the American consciousness anyway. I very much enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. There's also no sound over the credits. That's a little bit unsettling, to be completely honest. A little bit uncomfortable whenever people do that, but yeah, this was a lot of fun. I really need to go through and look up these two guys because they seem larger than life, and they haven't even, it hasn't even been 100 years since they died. I think the 100-year anniversary of Raju's death was a couple of years ago. I think he died in 1924, so next year will be 100 years since Raju, the actual Raju's death. So I really need to look up. I wonder if that's why this film came out. Although with COVID, I don't know. That all makes little sense as far as like intended dates for things. Look, there he is on a stamp. He's got statues and everything. That's pretty cool. And he's got his bow and arrow and it looks like he's known mostly for his long bow and arrow. So you have to wait for like 2.5 hours for him to get like the thing he's most known for. That's crazy. It was a very cursory glance. I didn't see anything that specifically mentioned him like being one and the same as Rama, the deity. But I mean, they both have longbows, so on all of their statues. So take from that what you will. Anyway, that will. Yeah, he was executed by a firing squad. And then Beam. in an encounter with armed policemen. In 1940. And he also has statues. Although he doesn't seem to be as much of a figure as Raju. Which I guess, even in the film, they sort of made it appear as though Raju's struggle was more for all of India, and Bheem in the film lamented that he was more focused on his one like little tribe of it, the Gond tribes. So, I mean, I guess that makes sense. His Bheem's activism seems to be a lot more localized, I guess. In the 21st century, with growing support and prominence of the demand for the new state of Telangana, the legacy of Bheem was brought back into the spotlight and was featured in more mainstream political discourse and rhetoric. Okay, so there is a lot of... The plot of RRR is a work of fiction depicting a friendship between the two contemporaries and taking place in the less documented... Okay, so they might not have even been friends in real life. Okay. Well, still, I enjoyed this as a bromance. This is like an ultimate bromance movie, along with, like, The Road to El Dorado. Dude, this film is, like, crazy good. And it doesn't even feel that long. It doesn't feel like 3 hours. So, hey, props to them. There were some people who said, oh, well, it felt like an hour. Not quite, nah, and they didn't... It felt more like 2 hours. Not 3 hours, though. Interesting how that works. Like, how you're able to, like, invest yourself in a film and, like, warp time in some manner, I guess. At least our perception of it. Anyway, thank you guys for watching. I'll see you guys next time. I want to watch some more... Not just Oscar noms, because I want to see some of those... I don't know if I mentioned it, but Triangle of Sadness, I really wanted to watch. I love the trailer for it. There's some other films. I really need to watch the X movies with Mia Goth. All Quiet on the Western Front, I would like to watch that as well. That one's fully in German. That's another foreign film. But yeah, there's some Korean ones. Broker... Broker Hit the Road is a Persian film. There's another Persian film with the documentarian that hasn't been released in the US yet. At least I couldn't find any copies of it, so I will be excited to watch that one too. But yeah, Benediction's on there. I was basically on Twitter just trolling for films to watch. So thank you guys for watching. I'll see you guys next time on the next episode of Back Row Seating, the podcast, rather. Goodbye.